a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So, Jimmy was saying to me last week, oh, I reckon we should get an air fryer. And I'm like, mate, we've lived this long without it and we don't have the bench space. And I don't really understand why. I mean, we've got an oven, we've got a microwave. That seems like that's enough, right?
Well, why is your oven on your bench?
It's in the bench.
Built in. Everything in your house is built in.
It's all built in.
Everything is built in.
It is.
It's like made by a lumberjack.
Yeah, it was. No, ovens are built in. How
ovens
are
built in.
No, I know.
Our fridge isn't built in. Sorry, we're not that cool. We don't have Cameron Ling money. But yeah. You then jumped in.
Yeah. So your argument was my argument back to Dodsy. It's like, well, that's what an oven and a microwave is for.
Yeah.
She went ahead and got one, by the way.
Good. Good.
Completely
smart.
Without
smart woman
agreement from the both of us.
Yeah.
And has been cooking everything under the sun in the air fryer. I'm talking chicken nuggets, calamari, the frozen calamari, potato gems. Thumbs up, potato gems, excellent. Yeah. Well played, Dodsy.
Yeah. All things you can cook in the oven, by the way.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. She's tried salmon in there. Didn't go down real well.
Well, salmon's a gamble.
And I would say one of the number one things you'd have an air fryer for is, you know, the beautiful, crisp, fresh, sort of healthy chips.
Okay.
Oh, Dodsy.
Everyone bangs on about these.
Dodsy has butchered the chips every single time. Give her time. How hard is it to cook chips?
Give her time. You got to wait. We had this conversation like a year ago. Mm. None of the food has, well, it's very rare that the food has the air fryer settings or directions on the back of the packet. It's all guesswork. She'll perfect it.
But the thing was, you and I were having this discussion, right? And then all of a sudden we got a knock on the door and there was a guy with a really thin mustache and a brown suit and he was like, air fryer? Did you say air fryer?
Oh, you want to buy an air fryer?
I know all about the air fryers. I'll tell you all about it.
They are amazing.
Had to stick your nose in and just tell us how amazing they were. But again, Loggy's argument stands up, and as does mine. You could do all of this with a microwave and an oven.
Okay, so how long does it take to cook that stuff in an oven? How long?
Such a Gen Z. How long? You've got to have it right here, right now.
25.
25 to 40,
yeah,
probably fair.
40.
7 minutes. 7 minutes.
It's not seven.
7 minutes for everything.
And what about the 97 minutes you have to spend cleaning the air fryer?
Oh.
Mate, you take the tray out, you put it in the sink, you go, give it a bit of scrub, and then you're done.
You leave it there for Carlia. You just let it soak, do you?
No. Don't give me that. Don't
97 minutes of cleaning for 7 minutes of cooking.
No. I don't know what Dodsy, that sounds like Dodsy is doing something wrong there, actually. If that's the case.
There's so much charcoal in this machine.
We do almost everything in an air fryer. We do stovetop cooking. There's almost nothing that we cook in the proper oven anymore.
Oh, well, that's just sad.
Why?
Because.
Why? Because what? The oven gods will be sad. Like,
well, yeah, I feel sad for the oven.
To our elders who came up with the wood-fired ovens. And so, who cares, mate?
What about a roast?
A roast? We don't really do a lot of roast.
You can do a roast in the air fryer, mate.
You can. You absolutely
See,
could.
See, there you go.
Dodsy tried chicken sticks in the air fryer.
Like
satay skewers, yeah.
Nah, fry those. Don't put them in a... They'd be too... No, I guess if it's
Dodsy put them in the air fryer?
Yeah, was there any good?
You said anything could be done in an air fryer.
It could be done, but I don't know how good it'd be.
Yeah, exactly. It better done elsewhere.
So particularly with kids, man, it's so easy to just chuck whatever they're having for dinner, like dinosaur nuggets usually, in there, and it's 10 minutes and it's done.
But whereas it would have been 25 to 40. To stand around the oven and say, come on, kids, let's stand here for 40 minutes and have family time.
Unlike your house, we put our heater on. And that little orphan's warming ourselves around the fire,
fair
eating
play.
Porridge. So salmon, you said salmon. Yeah. We do our salmon in the air fryer. Beautiful every time. So it's about fine-tuning it.
Dodsy will be giving you a call there.
Absolutely, absolutely. But air fryers, mate, and what do you have on your bench that is so important that you don't have room for an air fryer?
So we have a coffee bean grinder. Because that's Jimmy's domain.
Yeah.
We have a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
I have a soda. It's soda good. The soda.
Soda stream.
Wow. And I have
permanently. You have a soda stream that permanently lives on your bench.
Why shouldn't it live on?
What was the last thing you were going to say? You have a juicer.
A juicer.
Yeah.
for my fresh juices that I used to have 2 years ago.
That destroyed your finger.
They did destroy my finger.
Wow. Hey, here's an idea. All of that in the bin. Air fryer will do the lot.
Oh, will it?
It will.
It'll juice. It'll carbonate.
Yeah.
It's worth it for the potato gems. I will say that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I just want to call out to a few of the... Now, you two behave yourselves here. The Newtownians.
Oh, okay.
Well, why
extra, special announcement.
Why are you doing it on the radio?
Well, last evening, about 5, so I'm saying between 5:45 p.m. and around about 6:25 p.m.
Is that when the guards close the gate to the whole community?
I told you two to behave
why
yourselves.
Why are you not, why is this message not being delivered by horseback?
Carrier pigeon, everybody check your carrier pigeon.
There was this really weird, like loud, I'm talking loud, whirring sort of like constant drone.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to get to. But that sound, like the going on. Mm. And I've gone out, so I'm like, What have we left on? Is it to do with the power lines? And I looked up, over not directly over our house, but over our sort of area.
Mm. Well, the block is big, you see, Tom. So.
It was dark, and all I saw, and way up, I'm talking a fair bit up, was like flashing green and red and yellow sort of lights. It was clearly a drone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say UFO.
Well,
yeah, like, amazing.
If I was that way inclined, I would have started thinking, oh, UFO, let's get a picture. But I'm like, it's a drone, but it's right up. It was up high.
Yeah.
It was making this loud enough noise to have brought me out of the house to go and check what was going on. And it was not moving. It just was hovering there.
Yeah, right.
Again, it's dark, so it's kind of like past the time of kids mucking around, taking their drone out to fly it around the back oval or something like that. And for at least 25 minutes, it was up there. And it was still up there by the time I'm like, it's too cold. I'm going inside.
Yeah.
Anyone know what the hell was going on there?
I love the idea that you're out on your deck, like neck crane.
Yes.
Like, oh, would you look at that?
Well, I had to do
it. For 25 minutes. Would you look at that? Yeah. Would you look at that? What still there.
Well, I went and checked it to see if people were controlling it. Like, I couldn't see. Like, what is it doing up there?
All right, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
Oh, okay. Right.
Do you have the drone? Is it you? Did you zoom in on Lingy in his undies on his patio last night? Or were you in Newtown and you saw this as well?
Yeah. We don't even need to go to air with it, Tommy. I just want some answers myself.
If you're
I
a
what that was doing.
Newtown Burma, you can fax us.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, we get one now.
Why was, like, because it's dark and drones, have drones got, what's it called?
Night vision.
No, drones
night
can only vision. Work you, in Tommy. The sun.
Yeah.
Lingy.
Night vision.
Drones are cold-blooded, don't you know?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Brad Johnson's here early. Good on you, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
You could teach Lingy a thing or two.
7 o'clock on the dot, he walks in.
That is so good. Mm. Yep, news is on. Lingy's here.
Don't set a precedent for me, John. All right. But the reason why we've got you jumping on the mic a little bit early, appreciate this, is I have a Newtown query, and you're
Newtown query. Newtown query.
See, these two never behave when as soon as I bring up that suburb. Last night, Jono, okay, around about 5:45 p.m. till, let's say, about 6:15, maybe 6:20. So it's dark at this stage. I was drawn out of my house by a sound like a...
Okay.
Loud enough for me to think... is there something with the power lines? Is there something with... I didn't know what it was. It was a strange sound. I actually came outside.
And you heard this over the kids as
well. Yes. Yeah. Very impressive. And I've gone outside. Eventually, I've sort of walked around the backyard and I've looked up and sort of not directly over our house, but sort of...
Close enough.
Yeah, like the school that's right nearby there.
Yes.
There were... Again, it was dark. So all I saw was like the red and green flashing lights. It was a drone... a couple of hundred metres up or whatever they are, a fair way up, and not moving for about 25, 30 minutes, I reckon.
That's interesting.
And I'm like,
isn't it?
What? Did you notice it?
No. One, no. No. I just got home around that time. Some of us worked yesterday, Lingy. So
fair.
No, I didn't hear it.
I wanted some answers.
We're not too far apart from each other, so.
No. I brought it up a little bit earlier on the show, and
have you got any answers yet as to what it is?
Dodsy, my wife, texts me and said, this is according to her Facebook group, the International Space Station flew over the sky last night. I didn't see the International Space Station.
You sure?
No. But
it's a bit random, isn't it? That it
just stayed still for that long.
But not, you think sometimes drones are just above your house on a line, you know what I mean? Not so high.
And not just hovering there. Jono, did you not hear it or see it because you drive straight in and underground into your...
Don't turn this onto me.
Multi-story.
Yes, that's right, Tom.
Well, maybe it was his garage, his car sorting machine.
Yeah. I have a theory.
It was just raising one car so I could park the other one underneath. Yeah. Is that what it was? Sorry, Lingy. I've got to get that fixed.
I like it turning onto you for a second. This is great. All right, hit us with your theory.
My theory is that because it was so loud, it's probably a pretty big drone.
Yeah.
And it could have been an industrial or like a business drone, if you will.
Yeah, but it's dark at night.
Well, it was probably there when it was started light and then went dark, yeah?
Yeah, but it had got dark, well and truly.
Yeah. PowerCore use it to survey the power lines and stuff. Use drones to, because they were doing it in Lara not long ago.
Okay.
So I reckon it could have been something like that.
How many power lines have they lost to drone mistakes? Drone driving mistakes.
Drive straight. Yeah, they're up there. I kind of feel like they got too close and touch it. Take it out.
There goes another one.
That makes a lot of sense, and that's a good sensible one. I'm glad I didn't do what I was thinking about doing, which was to pop on my my tweeds and go and grab a little shotgun.
Like clay pigeon shooting on the estate. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. We're talking. Are you a jinx for your particular team, your particular sporting team? Tommy, you've established the fact that you've clearly watched every single Essendon final.
Not every single
since 2001.
Yeah.
Because anytime you watch the Bombers, they don't win.
Correct. That is what I feel in my heart. And I know that sounds silly. And when I say it out of my mouth, it sounds even sillier. But it's just the way I operate. I'm like, there's no way I can watch and actually see them win in front of me face. It's better to read about it later.
And Henry, your middle child, believes... Well, he thought the Cats loss on the
weekend. Because we've been going every second week. He said that's a perfect rhythm, a perfect pattern. And then because we went to back-to-back games as a family, he caused the Cats to lose on Saturday night. Try to explain to him, doesn't work like that, but sometimes it feels like it does work.
Yeah.
Like, exactly like that.
Are you a jinx? 52232955. Andrew from Bell Park, was it your fault on the weekend, mate, or are you a jinx?
Well, I think it was my fault. Like it seems to be if I don't watch the game either on television or in live that we seem to lose. So,
I'll
take the blame.
So you're like the reverse me.
Yes.
So Andrew, what on earth were you up to on Saturday night? Why weren't you watching?
I had a dinner that I couldn't get out of. I tried to find a television everywhere, but it wasn't going to happen.
Okay. Well, we're sending your details on to Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah, I am.
I'm assuming close family, like close friends is what that dinner was. Next time,
it was.
You just tell them you have more important things to do than catch up with them.
Danger's hammy's cooked anyway, mate. He can't. If you run, he won't be able to catch you.
He's under the sun, but...
So I would say you're not a jinx. I would say you're a good luck charm, and you were missing on Saturday night. I think that's the reverse.
Well, possibly.
Yeah. Let's come on. Positive spin on it.
Lloyd from Armstrong Creek is on the line. Lloydy, is it your fault? Are you a jinx?
I believe I'm the curse, Lingy.
Ooh, what happened? Why?
I reckon because I was torn between watching the Cats and the Essendon game that night, and because I feel that the boys in the hoops, as much as we love them and all that sort of stuff, I'm backing my boys for this one. So I reckon we took a win from them and give it to us on the weekend. And I reckon Tommy will agree with me on that one.
The Bombers?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Thomas to get
all
the
right.
win. Take
we'll
the,
take that.
Take the win from Geelong and we'll give it yep. best of them. That's how I feel. And I tuned out from the Geelong game to watch the Essendon win.
I think a lot of people did, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you think
because
that
you,
did.
You had the scores in the bottom of the Essendon game, so you could see all yeah. the
sure.
kind of action.
All right, Lloydie, if that is the case, if I am actually able to prove that it was your fault and you gave a win to the Bombers and took one for the Cats, we might have some issues next time we see each other, Lloydie.
What about Kerry and Lara? Was it your fault? Are you the jinx?
Well, I actually helped you guys win against Carlton not the least week last week.
Yeah.
Because every time I watch Carlton, every single time they lose.
Oh.
Even if I just take a sneak peek at the TV because I'm so curious, no, they lose.
Yeah, so Carlton are your team?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's what I feel with the Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome.
Maybe it's a Lara thing.
Possibly.
Possibly. Yeah. See, I can never watch football again. This hasn't helped at all. This doesn't make me feel any better at all.
Oh, no, you can't sit for 4 hours and just waste away on the couch like...
Yeah, have six beers and...
Oh, I'll still have the beers.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.